had just bought his new car 3 days before that. And he was just riding around in his car. He said, Mom, I'm going for a ride. And they killed him. They killed him.
What is going on over here? What is going on with this lady has a fedora? This is the mom of the kid. I don't know if he was a kid, but this is the new George Floyd that they want to do. This dude got shot by the cops 96 times, shot at 96 times. And of course, he did do nothing wrong, boys. He didn't do it. If Obama had a son and Obama's wife was able to have kids and wore a fedora like this, then some sort of Obama connection or something like this. I don't know. The race grifters will try to race grift. But she's very upset, obviously. Her kid was killed. But probably could have been avoided if her kid didn't shoot at the cops 11 times. Now, I know that's racism, because that's what the mainstream media press is saying. The mainstream media press tried to pretend that the dude didn't shoot at the cops. And then once the body cam footage came out and everybody saw that he fired 11 rounds at the cops before the cops started to fire back, then they pivoted to, well, it's not his fault. He should have been pulled over in the first place. Traffic violations are for you crackers. I mean, you fucking crackers. Whoa, that's a weird thing to say. Moving violations, traffic violations, all of that. That's just for stupid fucking racist white people. Oh, well, they shouldn't be pulling my kid over. My kid's black. And if you pull over a black kid, well, then the cops might kill him. Again, the cops weren't going to kill him until he started firing 11 rounds in their direction. 11 rounds in their direction, you're going to get 96 back. Now, you might be saying, well, why did the cops even bother pull him over in the first place? Well, you know, it's a funny thing that you ask that. In the body camera footage, by the way, the first cop doesn't pull her gun out until the kid starts acting real sketchy, like not listening to the cop and willfully ignoring the cop, rolling the window up when the cop's saying roll the window down, all real dumb, stupid fucking shit, right? And maybe the cops were pulling him over because he's got a history of having guns, by the way. I like how They forget this part. You got the New York Post, you got the Washington Post, the New York Times. They all like to show this picture of him at his graduation ceremony here. Not all the images and pictures of him being arrested for illegally having guns. Right? All of you lefties out there, hyper-pedantic about my guns. Right? My guns ain't killed as many people as Alec Baldwin. My guns haven't even shot as many people as Alec Baldwin. But you're way concerned about my guns. This kid's been caught multiple times with guns that aren't his. They know who he is, by the way, which is why they showed up in bulletproof vests, because he's known to have illegally obtained guns on him. And boy, it was the right move to have bulletproof vests, because he then again shot at them. They're trying to burn Chicago down. BLM, race grifters, and the mainstream media press and the Democrats are trying to get Antifa fuckers in skinny jeans and black people to burn Chicago down over this. Why is this guy even on the streets, by the way? This is Unlimited L's over here. Reed's family described him as a standout basketball hoops player, boys. Go work on that scholarship. Anyway, Reed had been arrested twice and was awaiting trial for a pending gun case, according to Cook County court records. So you've already arrested him multiple times for having guns. Did he have them legally? Are these his guns? Did these guns have serial numbers on them? Are these Hunter Biden's guns? Whose guns are these? Are they stolen guns? I tell you, for fuck's sake, that's crazy. He was first arrested in April 20, 2023, after allegedly wearing a $1,000 shirt that he hadn't paid for. I guess when you got a lot of guns that you never get arrested for, you can probably strong-arm yourself a $1,000 shirt, apparently. I don't know. Then on July 13, 2023, he was arrested again when officers allegedly found him carrying a loaded handgun. He didn't have a concealed carry license, and his firearm owner's identification card had been revoked. So he's illegally got guns on him. Again, here, you got another gun. Another, wow, oh my God, we should put signs that say if you're a fucking criminal, you're not allowed to have guns. Oh, wait, that's fucking stupid. That doesn't work. Oh, well, then we should take law-abiding citizens' guns. Again, that's fucking stupid. You won't arrest this fucking kid. He's constantly being caught with guns illegally, and you won't arrest him. You won't keep him. You won't detain him. He's not facing any ramifications. And of course, the end result of never facing consequences will escalate, and he'll start shooting at fucking cops. This is exactly what we've been talking about for years on this channel. The Democrat Party runs off of this. They want dead black people. That's what they want. They tell black people to fight cops. They tell the district attorneys to not arrest black people. Let them go. Doesn't matter that their interactions with cops are going to escalate because they're finding out that they could do whatever the hell they want. And then it gets to a point where they go, oh my God, I'm allowed to do whatever the fuck I want. Why are you pulling me over? Then he shoots at them. And then the BLM, the mainstream media press, the DNC machine kicks. They go, well, he was killed because he was black. He was killed because he shot at cops. And then they go, well, he should have been pulled over in the first place. You mean the dude who they keep finding with illegal guns on him? They shouldn't have pulled him over? It's fucking stupid. It's too stupid to be stupid. They want this. They're manufacturing this, and they want more of this. This is how they campaign. They can't campaign with Joe Biden. Joe Biden's fucking stupid. Joe Biden's got dementia. He poops himself. He can't rally. He can't stump. He can't debate. He can't go on television and ask softball fucking questions in this country. And so the way that they try to get people to go out to vote is they go, oh, well, look, white supremacist racist cops are carjacking and trying to kill black kids over here. No, he shot at the cops 11 times. You've arrested him for having guns. It's crazy. Yeah, boys, it's all stupid, but it's part of the plan. Thanks so much for watching the video, supporting this channel. If you want to be kept up to date with this grift, hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.